Blog Talk Radio.
There we go. Welcome, Blog Talk Radio. It's good to have you with us tonight. Moving right along. We're now to the Patriot Prayer of Dedication. Pray this with us. Father, help us, the living, to be dedicated to the unfinished work which these fought for and so nobly advanced. Help us be dedicated to the great task that remains before us, that from these honored fallen, we take increased devotion to the cause for which they gave that last full measure of devotion. We highly resolve that these shall not have fallen in vain. We declare this nation under God is experiencing a new birth of freedom right here, right now, today. We declare this government of the people, by the people, for the people, shall not perish from this earth. Long will our land be bright with freedom's holy light. Protect us, Lord, by thy great might, great God, our King. Forgive us of our sin, Lord, and heal our land. We seek your face. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen and amen and amen and amen. And welcome to the Community of Faith on a Friday evening, praise day. And if you weren't able to be a part of our noon prayer today, make sure you go by and see that. That was a great program this morning. Started out with Brother Dutch Sheets talking about the wells of revival. And then we got right into our place in God as able ministers of the gospel. And even though God said, my ways are not your ways, he didn't say that his ways wouldn't become our ways if we just studied and focused on it in Jesus' mighty name. And it was a good program. Sister Kathy and Sister
Friday's our friend.
Sundays was with us. And look at here. It looks like I might actually get Facebook tonight. Welcome to all of you that's on Facebook. Up until now, I've not been able to see anybody's comments, but I can see you now. Sister Francetta, welcome. Good to have you with us. We bless you, all your family. We bless that baby shower you're getting ready to have tomorrow. We bless it with the presence of God that is actually going to help people be set free right at a baby shower. In Jesus' mighty name, Brother Dan, Sister Gwen, thank you for all your help this week. It's good to have you guys with us over there. I think you should give me a little bit more of my comments than that. I really don't care about this stuff up here. All right, don't worry about it. Here we go. So, welcome, welcome, welcome. Good to have everybody with us. Audrey and Roger, Mary, Pastor Rick, Rebecca, and Sunday. Love you guys. It's good to have you here with us. Wait, let me get the chat. There it is. I'm not leaving. I'm just so hungry. I'm going to cook some food. Amen. Thank you for being with us too, Roger. We love you, man. Now, for those of you that like to have an awesome adventure, you should consider next Saturday, May the 7th, here in Williston. Everybody's like, hey, are you kidding? You guys get 45 inches of snow. Well, as of today, all the snow has melted except the snow banks. It was a beautiful 55 degrees day today, and snow's gone. The ground just sucked it right in, man. And then it rained for a while, and that was good. Matter of fact, during the program, it was raining, and they were fixing the roof in the rain. That's pretty interesting. But we have a really interesting event called Band Day, where they just have, I don't know, 35, 40 bands, maybe 50 bands will show up here. And they have a parade where they just march all these bands down the street. Nope, past the park. And if you're just bored sitting around the house, you might as well make a trip to Williston. A great experience when you get here. We'll show you the Mexican restaurant, and we'll show you the Theodore Roosevelt National Park, and you can be a part of doing a program here in the studio with us. It's only for the closest partners we have, though. Anyways, it's a pretty cool thing that goes on here, and we are thoroughly expecting to see those May flowers that come from the April showers, because it's about time we get some more pilgrims back here in this great nation with us. I don't know. One of you is going to have to come on and be live with me because I don't know how to do this. Sister Leanne's out driving Dash tonight, so it's a whole new experience for me, but we're going to get through it, and we're going to have a good time tonight in Jesus' mighty name. Now, as we have said before in times past, we talked about it quite a bit before our two-year anniversary when we went to Michigan there, the timestamps are still there, and I really want us to get this done and established so that we can create a new believer's set of videos so that when a new believer shows up, we can send them right to a group of videos that will be specifically designed for them to lead them in the foundation of the faith where they get established in God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, the Bible, what it's all about, their place in the kingdom as a believer, the fact that you can have the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit living in you, you're reconciled, you're redeemed, you're justified, all of the important things that a new believer needs to be able to study, and we have them all in some pieces. And so for those of you that may have done a few videos, thank you. For those of you that might still be interested in helping us do that, we would very much appreciate your help in that, because just like Sister Francetta found out this week, she had a friend come over and led her in a sinner's prayer or whatever they did and needed some beginning videos to say, here's a playlist, study these videos. And those videos would lead them in the initial steps of the things of the kingdom of God. We've been wanting this for a while now, and here's the deal with them. I'm going to keep sending them to you as you're putting timestamps in them. The more the timestamps are there, there's no holiness in those timestamps. The timestamps make it easier for somebody who's studying the Bible to be able to click on that and say, wow, that's pretty good, and then click on it again, and it'll back right back up, and he'll say it again, and click on it again, and back right up, and we'll say it again, and it'll be a blessing to them to help them in that study. And so, honestly, you might say, well, Pastor, I tried that before. It didn't work. Well, let's try it again. Watch this. Let's figure out what you're seeing on your end of the screen, because when we got to Francetta's house, what she was dealing with to try to make a timestamp, I had never seen, so I didn't realize what she was facing. But I want to make it so that everybody has a place and a part of helping us get these established. Now, watch this. Go with me real quick. This isn't my message, but I want you to go here to Hebrews chapter 6, verse 10. Somebody shout, I love the word.
Roger loves the word, and so do I.
What? Amen. I love the word. Hebrews 6:10. Watch this.
I love the word.
Amen, Brother Roger. For God is not unjust to forget your work and labor of love which you have shown toward his name, and that you have ministered to the saints and do minister. Now, here's the revelation of that verse. As you help me get these timestamps in and get this, all of this material we have, into a palatable force for a new person to be able to enjoy and to grow from. Now, as soon as somebody shows up, they're on a 6 weeks course where they can move right into the revelation of everything they must know about the foundations of our Christian life. And man, in the matter of about 2 weeks, if they're diligent in their studies, their whole life will have changed by the revelation of the Word of God. And then, as you guys, as we know, the farther you go in the kingdom, the more God expects you to pick up the book, study it, and become a diligent student of the Word. But that will just happen automatically because people will be walking in the paths of righteousness. So Paul said here in Hebrews chapter 6, verse 10, and the labor of love which you have shown toward his name, in that you have ministered to the saints, do minister. Now, that's what this timestamp is all about, is you ministering to the saints. Here's the amazing part. It's not just to each other, but it's to all the saints who will come in the future. And anybody that comes by and watches the YouTube video and they see all of our work on there, they're going to stop by and say, wow, check out what these guys are doing. And it will, this atmosphere that we have here will bring great life to them, and they'll be a part of it. The other thing that I really want to see happen, and it's going to happen, I've not seen it publicly to my own eyes yet, but I'm sure somebody's already seen it. And that is this, that people are going to be able to see it. Wait a minute. I want to see my pastor do the same thing. And not every pastor would do this, what we're doing. But there's many pastors who have a teaching gift like this, and they just don't know how to do it. That's all. But they would want to. And so when we get this work done, we will be an example to not only the believers, but to ministries of how to make this happen. And what an opportunity to be that much of a blessing in the kingdom of God. I want to say welcome to Linda Pickett and Julian Envamala. Welcome, welcome, welcome from all the way around the world. This is going to be a good night for you tonight. So, having said that, thank you for your work and your labor of love. Remember that our reward comes from God, and his reward that he talks about is a hundredfold return. The hundredfold return is that it affects every part of your life. Because Jesus said, anybody that gives up mother and father, sister and brother, we got several members here who walking with God and being believers, their family members have turned away from them. Well, a hundredfold on family members is you got this whole family to be your family. And we want you to know we love you in our family. Hundredfold of houses and land. You may have given up your house. You may have done a serious thing for the ministry. Guess what God says? He said, I'm going to bless you back a hundredfold return. And he blesses in ways nobody else can bless. And then he said, and eternal life. So it's not just one or the other. It's not only, but also. And that's right there. Somebody help me with verses tonight, please. Somebody please help me with verses tonight. Hebrews 6:10. And then Ephesians 3:20 and him doing the exceeding abundantly above all we can ask or think. And then Mark chapter 4, and that's 29 and 30. Look there. We weren't even preaching the message, and we got three very powerful verses in. Don't you just love how it works around here in Jesus' mighty name? Now, I've been asking you now for a month to continually pray every day. Thank you, Rebecca. Appreciate your help, man. I really do. I've been asking you to continually be in prayer with us, that we would see in our spirit how to go to the next level in God. And not only us, but all of you go to the next level in God. And that this ministry will stay on the cutting edge of what God wants us to do. Now, very naturally, when we were in Michigan and we did the baptismal service, I want to go to every city where any of our folks are and baptize it. I want to anoint you with oil and pray the prayer of faith over you, although it's working right here. And the day we went to the Capitol and prayed on the Capitol steps, I'd just soon get to all 50 capitals. But what did I just show you when I said that? I'm saying this on purpose. There's 1,000 things you can do in this ministry in the kingdom of God. And the bottom line is, we've got to do the ones that God wants us to do. We already know to be on the radio in Kansas City. The funds have trickled in a little, but then we got focused on the 2-year anniversary, and then we not talked about it much, but it's still there. We still want to be there. And if that's something that you want to sow toward, please do. And it won't be long. Matter of fact, I've been thinking I need to just get on there. I actually called the guy and talked to him and asked if there was any benefit of having all the money stored up, and he said no. Oh, Rebecca, we got to pray for you. We'll pray for you in just a minute. Thank you for being a part of this. Remember this, nothing in this kingdom operates without prayer. And so all of your prayers are very much needed and welcomed and valued very, very deeply to have you praying and believing God with us to see and know. Eyes of our understanding would be flood of enlightenment. I pray it over you every day. Leanne and I pray it over you every day. And we ask that you pray it over us so we can see where we're going every single day. Now let's pray for Sister Rebecca. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for our dear sister. Thank you for her joy. Thank you for her happiness. Thank you for the life of God that's on the inside of her. Thank you, Lord, that you are doing a mighty work in her life, Christine's life, in their family, all of their children. And now tonight, we speak to our sister's body. In the name of Jesus, body, obey the word of God, the same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead lives inside our mortal bodies, giving us life. I speak life and life more abundantly into your body tonight, Rebecca. I declare all of the cells and the tissues in your body line up, get in order, be found in the right way so that there's life and health and strength to our sister's body right now in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Everybody in agreement, shout a big amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you for your help. Thank you for your
something.
Partnership, too.
Amen, Rebecca. I don't know if it's just, I'm not sure what, but it feels better just from, you know, from the fact that you're kind enough to pray. I appreciate it.
Amen. And any of you that would like to pray a prayer for Rebecca, you can put it in the comments. Remember this. Even though I pray, I'm not the only one anointed to pray. And if you can tell, let's see, I got to get my word right. If you are inspired by God, by the Holy Spirit, to say a prayer over any of these people that come in and need prayer, please do, because that means the Holy Spirit is using your gift to type a prayer in and be a blessing to that person. And that's how you learn to pray. Even though it's with your fingers, you'll pray the same prayer with your mouth, and that'll be a good thing, and it'll be a blessing to them. And everybody needs a prayer every now and then. Everybody, even I do. I want your prayers every single day in Jesus' mighty name. Well, here we go. Everything is under Jesus' feet, past, present, and future. Now, Brother Dan, Sister Francetta, and our dear friend there, come on, just everything in order like you're supposed to. Linda Pickett, one of you type in there, can you still hear me over there? I don't see any comments moving, so I'm just checking to see if it's still functioning. I mean, forever tonight, I had just a big white screen. That's all I had at the beginning of the program on Facebook at all. So we did learn this week that running it through Facebook or through Zoom, it's in there all by itself. And I think I just saw something else. Well, go with me tonight to 2 Corinthians chapter 3. Let me make sure I just gave you the right verse. Yeah. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 1 through 12. 2 Corinthians 3, 1 through 12. We were on this today at the noon prayer. And I want us to be on it tonight for a moment. As we start the program here.
Sam, can you say that again? That
yes, 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 1 through 12. 2 Corinthians 3, 1 through 12. Our title tonight is Everything is Under Jesus' Feet, Past, Present, and Future. This is a good word for us right now tonight. If you will, hold your Bible up. We'll make our confession like we do every time we come here. Here we go. This is my Bible. I believe what God's word says. I am what Jesus says I am. Wow. Because he is the great I am. The Holy Spirit of God, my resident teacher, I like that, is making his word come alive in my life tonight. I receive the word of God and plant him as a seed in the good soil of my heart, producing a hundredfold return in my spirit, soul, and body in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse number 1. Christ is Christ's epistle, you and me. Here we go. We're just going to read it out loud together. How about we do this? How about, I like being able to do this. 2 Corinthians chapter 3. I like it when we can do this. So let's just share the screen. And we'll just increase our font a little bit. And everybody will be able to see what we got going on. Ministers, everybody speak it with us. Do we begin again to commend ourselves, or do we need, as some others, epistles of commendation to you or letters of commendation from you? Look up, Paul says next. You are our epistle written in our hearts, known and read by all men. Say this with me. I am an epistle, and I am read by all men. See, that means you and I got to look at this thing and say, hold it. That means every single day, God is expecting me to be that kind of example for him, so that everywhere I go, people are reading me like a book. You ever heard anybody say that statement? I can read you like a book. Well, here it is. You are our epistle, written in our hearts, known and read by all men. What does that mean? Except that the word of God has gotten down inside of you and has turned you into a new person, and you're now actually a book that can be written. People will start saying about you, I'm going to go see them, brother so-and-so, sister so-and-so, because it's obvious they know God in a way I don't know him. And that is pretty cool. Verse 3, clearly, you are an epistle of Christ, ministered by us, written not with ink, but by the Spirit of the living God. Your epistle being written by the Spirit of the living God. He's not only your teacher, he's the writer. Not on tablets of stone, but on tablets of flesh. That is, of the heart. He's taking this word, writing it on your heart, and he's asking you, read it, speak it, declare it, so that you fill your heart with the word of God, so that out of the abundance of your heart, your life is flows automatically, and your mouth will automatically speak. Some of you have said many times, man, I got to figure out what, how to get that out of my heart, because when things happen, I got bad words coming up, I got bad thoughts coming up. Well, that's just something that's been put down in there throughout your life for whatever, who knows. The most important thing is, Jesus said, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. So if dishonor is coming out of your mouth, you got it in here. If confusion is coming out of your mouth, it's down in here. If fear is coming out of your mouth, always being afraid of everything, the food, the weather, the traffic, the snow, the whatever, you're always afraid of everything, then that's because somebody instilled fear down inside of you. Could have been life, could have been a person, could have been an experience. Could have been a trauma. Doesn't matter. Look at verse 3. The Holy Spirit of the living God is writing an epistle on your heart by his own hand. Keep reading. Verse 4. And we have such trust through Christ toward God. God is doing this in you and for you and through you so that you can be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. You know what's awesome? Is that Jesus taught it in Matthew chapter 5. Here we go. See if I got it right tonight. Matthew chapter 5 and verse number 13 through 16. Matthew 5, 13 through 16. Jesus taught it. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify the Father which is in heaven. There's a bunch of people that would say, Pastor, we don't have to do our works. Nobody needs to see our works. Well, you and I don't need to do our works so that man will see us and talk about us, but we've got to do our works where they can be seen by men so that man will see our good works and they will glorify the Father, which is in heaven. Amen. I curse those ugly words that pop up in my mind. Amen, Rebecca. Amen. Well, and the greatest way to get those words out of your mind is fill them with the Word of God. You fill your heart with the Word of God, and out of the abundance of your heart, your mouth is going to speak. Back here to this verse, verse number 5. Our topic tonight, I'm going to keep saying it here. Our topic tonight is, once again, everything is under Jesus' feet, past, present, and future, and he's made us able ministers. Let's read verse 6. Not that we are sufficient of ourselves to think of anything as being from ourselves, but our sufficiency is from God. Thank God we don't have to depend on our own power. Some people are like, well, Pastor, you're so skilled at what you do. This isn't skill. This is anointing. This is submitting to the plan of God. And I'm going to tell you, on the nights I've had to deal with cares of the world all day long and haven't had a lot of time to be alone with God, or something happens and I miss the worship time, and you come and sit down here and you feel like everything is in your own power, I'm going to tell you right now, doing this in your own power, that is a burden you don't want to carry, and that's something you don't want to do. However, you get into the things of God, you learn how to flow with the Holy Spirit, and it doesn't matter what goes on during the day, because it only takes you about 15, 20 minutes of focused time alone with God, or in the time of worship, which is why we have this worship time, where you can get it all set in order. And I know many times when we're doing the worship, people are eating and stuff. Tonight we were making salad, and we were making supper and salad. But we had the worship music on, and we were worshiping the whole time we were doing it. And it transforms that whole atmosphere to say, I know who you are. I've got to submit myself under your care. I need you, Holy Spirit. I have to run, not just able to sit and listen. Caregiver duties are demanding. Blessings to you. Father, we bless Don and Mary, Pastor Rick tonight. Thank you for the conversation we had with Don earlier. We bless them. We bless them with the peace of God that passes all understanding. And Lord, every word that you have given to Mary and Don since they've been here, we bless them again tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. Can I get a big amen from anybody?
You got it. Amen.
I'll raise you 10.
Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah to the Lamb of Almighty God.
Now, somebody go over and check Facebook, see if it's still running. One comment over there, and then you can come back. There went somebody. Off they went. Zoom, zoom, zoom. Here we go. Let's go to verse 6. Well, I want to read 5 and 6 together, so you can see it right here on the screen. Not that we are sufficient of ourselves to think of any things as being from ourselves, but our sufficiency is from God, who also made us sufficient or able ministers of the new covenant. Say this with me. I'm an able minister of the new covenant. Now, of course, Paul's always going to be dealing with the scribes and the Pharisees. So he says, not of the letter, but of the spirit. For the letter kills, but the spirit gives life. That's one of those statements that happened, and they used in the courtroom. And that statement came. There comes Sunday back in. Bless you, Sister Sunday. Glad to have you with us, Sunday. God bless you and your family.
Thank you.
All right. Roger said he made a comment. And guess what, Roger? I can't see it.
What?
I can't see the comment, but that's all right. The most important thing is that it's still live over there. All of you on Facebook, make a comment every now and then. That way we know things are still moving. Who knows? Did everybody see the joke by Elon Musk today?
I went to Facebook and just wanted to let you know that I just did that and said hello over there.
And I didn't see either one of your comments.
I said hello, Pastor Sam.
And so did you, huh? Everybody.
Yeah, I think there was three of them. I know Dan Cottle's over there. Kathy's over there.
Well, all y'all on Facebook, we're glad to have you with us tonight. And even though I can't see you, thanks for being there. Make a comment. Keep talking. Something, I don't know. I want to see your comments, but for whatever reason tonight, it's not letting me, but this is what we know. Now, the joke by Elon Musk today, I actually posted on my Facebook, don't know if you saw it. It says, now that I bought Twitter, my next one will be Facebook, and I'm shutting them both down. All y'all go outside and play for a while now. I thought it was funny. Wait, come on. It's time to get outside and play. And most of all, be with your family and do the things you should be doing. But anyways, that was a good joke. And thank God for Elon Musk transforming that whole thing. What I think is interesting is he's dealing with a multi-billion dollar company that was very serious. Limiting the words and the contents of you and I, the church, and they're against free speech. They were bought out by somebody, but they just got bought out by Elon Musk. They got their billions. They'll go live in happiness the rest of the days of their life. Hopefully, they all find Jesus. Hopefully. I'm back here in verse number 6. Who has made us sufficient able ministers of the new covenant. Now, what you can see in this, in these verses where we're reading, is that you and I are able ministers of the new covenant, and the new covenant is written in our heart, and it's written in our heart by the Holy Spirit. Verse 7, the ministry of death written and engraved on stones was glorious, so that the children of Israel could not look steadily at the face of Moses because of the glory of his covenants, which glory was passing away. How much more? Wait, I'm going to change that. How much more? Much more is not in there, but that's what that context is saying in other translations. How much more will the ministry of the Spirit, oh, there it is, not be more glorious? I like to take all those out. How? Watch this. That just lets you know it was edited. And this is a paraphrase, not a translation. The ministry of the Holy Spirit will be more glorious. Moses had to have a bag over his head because of the glory. How much more will the Holy Spirit be glorious? But where does the Holy Spirit live? He lives in you and me, and he's our resident teacher, and he's writing your life as an epistle. It's written right there, right in front of your eyes. We have condemnation had glory. I mean, the glory of God filled the temple those days. The ministry of righteousness exceeds much more in glory. In the Old Testament, they couldn't be righteous. Their sins were just covered. In the New Covenant, we don't have blood sacrifice except Jesus, and we get all of the ministry of Jesus, all of the righteousness of Jesus, and that is much more glorious because we actually become a new creation. They never became a new creation. They were just covered by the blood until the next day of atonement. And if they could live righteously until then they have a good life. Verse 10. Even what was made glorious had no glory in this respect because of the glory that excels. And that's the day that you and I live in today. For if what is passing away was glorious, what remains is much more glorious. Therefore, since we have such hope, we have great boldness of speech. Say this with me. Everything is under Jesus' feet, past, present, and future. Go with me now. We're going to go to the book of Philemon. Philemon, as Brother Hagin would say, now that's one of them books. You don't know where it is, so just go to your index, and you can pull it up right there. Whoops. Philemon, chapter 1, and we're going to go down here to verse number 6. Just like that. I love this new thing I found here, how to do this right on the screen, right while everybody's watching. I like to have it all done before then, but thank God when he gives you a new verse, you can just reach right over here and do it. Watch this. That the sharing of your faith may become effective by the acknowledgement of every good thing which is in you in Christ Jesus. Now look at verse 12 right here above it. Therefore, since we have such hope, we use great boldness of speech. Why? Because we begin to acknowledge what Jesus is doing on the inside of us. And we acknowledge his redemption, his reconciliation, putting sins in remission. We acknowledge that his blood gives us access to the throne room of God, that his blood overcomes the power of the enemy by the blood of Jesus. Every plague's got to pass over. Our conscience is purged. Our robes are made white. And we'll always be the glorious church. See, when we begin to acknowledge that, see what it says? That the sharing of your faith may become effective by the acknowledgement of every good thing which is in you by Christ Jesus. That's not just, I'm saved. Aren't you glad? But you have no ability to say, but not only did Jesus save us, he filled us. Not only did he fill us, he gave us reconciliation, redemption. Our sins are in remission. We are justified. I love the word justified. Just as if I never sinned. Your sins will not be held against you another day of your life. It's all been placed under Jesus' feet. Go with me now to Ephesians chapter 1. Somebody shout, I love the word.
I love the word.
Amen, Brother Roger. It's so good to have you with us tonight, man. Have you with us tonight. Now, I'm going to show you how to use the e-sword again. Over here on this side are all the books of the Bible. Up here behind this are all the books of the Bible. You got to get this on your computer because this is awesome. So now I want to copy these verses, so I'll just double-click, and it says copy verses. And I grab this little device right here and go over there to verse number 23, click OK, come over here, paste this right down here in the bottom of my document, the size of the font. Here we go. Ephesians, here's the verses, Rebecca. Ephesians chapter 1, verses 15 through 23. Sister Francetta, Brother Dan, maybe Kathy, you guys can be putting verses in there if you are. They're not letting me see any comments tonight. I was blessed with Sister Francetta's hello. I was blessed with Brother Dan's hello. They must have reached the level of sainthood. Don't worry about that. Now, let's look at this. We might as well just read this whole thing. Let me pull my picture down here, get it out of the way. Let's just read this together. You'll be able to read it right off your screen, right off your phone. Or if you want to, look it up in your Bible. I always tell you to look it up in your Bible. I just realized tonight, I'm got to come to a point where I find a new way to do this because my pages are getting so worn. I'm going to have this Bible worn out in 2 years. That means you're using it. I like that. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 15. Everybody read it right out loud. Therefore, I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love for all the saints, do not cease to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers. This is my prayer. I pray over you guys very regularly, sometimes two or three times in a day. Because I can see your faith. And I can see your growth and your development in God. And I want to see you filled with the glory of God, just like we saw in Ephesians chapter 2 Corinthians 3. The Holy Spirit has a pen and he is writing on your heart, and I want to see what he's writing come to pass. I just got another verse here. It's not in the text, but it'll be all right. Thank you for putting the verses in. Here we go. and your love for all things. Verse 16. I do not cease to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, say with me, he's my Father. Amen. Type it in if you want to. Wait a minute, let me try that. Maybe that'll work. Sometimes it works if I make a comment. Doesn't look like it works. The Father of glory may give to you the spirit of wisdom, the spirit of revelation in the knowledge of him. God wants you and I to have the spirit of wisdom from the Father through Jesus by the Holy Spirit, the spirit of revelation and the knowledge of him. And this is so cool. Sister Kathy shared with us last night that God revealed to her that on the inside felt like she was just existing, and she now gets to live again. How absolutely amazing is that in Jesus' mighty name? Verse 18, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened. That means in here. That's not these eyeballs. That's the eyes in here. The ability to see it. Say it. Say this with me. I have eyes to see. I have ears to hear. And they are in my inner man. You're listening to me through these and these. But the Spirit of God, once you're born again, speaks to you through the ears of your spirit man and the eyes of your spirit man. That's what Paul said, that the eyes of your understanding be enlightened. That's called revelation. Say it with me. I receive the revelation of the Holy Spirit in my life every day. Verse 18, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know, not wonder, that you may know what is the hope of his calling, that you might know it. Yeah. That in your own heart you might know it. Not question, not maybe, might be, that you may know what is the hope of his calling. That you may know what are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. Now, every one of those words is a study all in itself. Hope of his calling, riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saint, riches, glory, inheritance, saints. Every one of those iris that will transform your life when you begin to see what the Bible actually says about you and what the Bible says about me. Can we, anybody say a big amen? In Jesus' mighty name. I just like it when I can see your comments better than when I can't. Verse 8, and so he's not done. If you look at this, the Apostle Paul begins this sentence in verse 15. And this sentence doesn't end until verse 21. How'd you like to diagram that one for English class? Anybody remember diagramming sentences? Did you do good? I thought that made it more fun. Actually, we had a really boring English teacher, and she could never teach me nothing. I didn't like to listen to her. Her voice bothered me. her attitude bothered me. But, of course, I probably had an attitude, too. But when we started diagramming sentences, I actually started to understand what English was all about. Yeah, we can see your comments. I can see the ones on Zoom. I don't see them on Facebook. So there's a whole lot of, there's a bunch of prepositional phrases and participles and verbs and nouns. Woo! You just, it'd be a blast doing this one. 19. What is the exceeding greatness of his power to us who believe? Exceeding greatness of his power toward us who believe. If you go back up here into chapter 3, he's talking about the sufficiency comes from God. That's by the power of the Holy Spirit. Philemon said that we can share our faith effectively by the acknowledging of all of this. Paul said in verse 12 right here, since we have such hope, we use great boldness of speech. Well, that's what he's talking about. The exceeding greatness of his power toward us who believe, according to the working of his mighty power on the inside. Now, if you're not working in any of the power of God, you're not going to begin to see all the exceeding greatness of it. But every time you pray for somebody and use the power of God, man, God comes on the scene and you begin to see more and more every day of who God is in our life. Keep reading. Verse 20, I'm going to get here. Which he worked in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly places. The mighty power, the Father was working in Jesus when he seated him in the heavenly places at the right hand of the power. Now look at 21. Everybody read it out loud. Matter of fact, all my Zoomers, click your mics on and read it with me. Verse 29, 21. One mic, two mics, three mics. Here we go.
Four.
Brother Roger, four mics.
I'm starting to read.
Here we go. Verse 21. Far above all principality. And power.
And might. And dominion.
And every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in that which is to come. And he put all things under his feet and gave him to be the head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him. Amen. And amen. Now, when I was with Sister Francis out of there, Brother Michael would sit next to me and read him. And we're going to do it again, brother. But I want you to see this in verse 19. What is the exceeding greatness of his power to us? See, he's talking to us who believe. And that power that's in us was worked in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand. 21, far above all principality. How many principalities? All of them. And when you look at that, well, watch this. I'll do it for example's sake, for emphasis sake. All right? Now, far above works for the word principality. So that prepositional phrase is far above principality, far above power, far above might, far above dominion, far above every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in that which is to come. Jesus, that's the title of tonight. Everything is under Jesus' feet, past, present, and future. Absolutely everything is under Jesus' feet. And the Father, when he raised Jesus from the dead and seated him at his right hand, placed Jesus far above principality, far above power, far above might, far above dominion, and far above every name that is named. Wait, not only in this age, of course it was happened when Jesus was, as soon as Jesus was seated at the right hand of the Father, he was above it all. So that's in the past, 2,000 years ago. And he's still there, and that's in the present. And look what it says. And every name that is named, not only in this age, but in the age to come. Jesus is far above it all. And the Holy Spirit living on the inside of you is writing this epistle on your heart. That's why it's so important to read this book. Read it right out loud. Get this verse list I'm reading for you tonight. Read it out loud again. And speak it and proclaim it. I'm going to do my best to keep these subject matters in line so that we spend 3, 4, 5, as I see it, days on a subject, and it just gets that subject right down inside of you. Holy Spirit leads us otherwhere. We will definitely follow him. But I want you to see this. The Father, verse 22, put all things under his feet and gave him, Jesus, to be head over all things to the church. All things under Jesus' feet, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. Please explain what principles more. All right? Not sure what I said about principles.
I'm raising my hand. I meant explain what principality.
Ah, thank you, Audrey.
No, thank you. Sorry.
Oh, no, no. No reason to be sorry. Thank you. All right, far above all principalities. Now, let's just do this. I'll do it right here in front of you. I don't have that in my notes, but let's just pull it up. Let's look at Ephesians chapter 6. This is my next set of verses I was going to go to. So I'm going to click on, you'll see it right here, Ephesians 6:12. All right? Copy and paste this right over there into those notes. Then we can put it right up where everybody can see it. Thank you, Audrey. That's a great question. What are the principalities and powers? Now, the principalities are the rulers of the darkness of this world, and that means a ruling position of authority. Now, that's right off the top of my heart and my spirit. Let's see if I nailed it according to the definition. I'm going to open this up. Watch this. We do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities. See where my mouse is right here? Principalities. And then there's this number, G746. You click on that, and here's the definition of principality. All right? A commencement or concrete chief in various applications of order, time, place, or rank. All right? So, beginning corner, first estate, magistrate, power, principality, ruler. Now, that was Strong's. Let's go down here to Thayer's. See Mr. Thayer here in the middle? The person or thing that commences. The first person. In a series, that by which anything begins, the extremity of it, the corners of a sail, the first place, the principality, the rule, the magistracy, that means magistrate, and then it says, of angels and demons. All right? So he's talking about the beginning ruling demons. Let's see if this flips it up. It did. To be the first, to be the chief, to be the leader, to be the ruler. So now let's go back over here and let's go to, no, not that one. Let's go to this one. Here we are again. Let me highlight. Well, let's just go over here and do it over here. Finally, my brethren, are we still shared? Yeah, we are. Finally, my brethren, verse 10, Ephesians 6, 10 through 20. Now, the reason why I went to my Bible definition is the Bible wasn't written by Webster's Dictionary. The Bible was written in Greek in the New Testament. So you want to be able to get a Greek New Testament that gives you the original word that was used for this word principality. You and I just saw it. Those who commence are the first rule. Then it's talking about demons and devils. Now watch what this verse says. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Now, Pastor, I thought Jesus defeated them all. He did. They are defeated principalities. They are defeated powers. They are defeated rulers of the darkness. They are defeated spiritual hosts of wickedness. They just forget. And they want to make a big noise so they'll cause you to never come to the understanding that all of these forces were defeated by Jesus at the cross. Now, even though they were the first powers, I mean, Lucifer and the archangels, they were the first powers in the beginning, but they had no power over us except deception. That's all they could ever do. That's all the enemy's power has ever been is deception. He cannot come and kill you. He cannot come and do anything to you. Anybody that tells you they can, they're just somebody confused by the power, because Jesus crushed them, made an open show and an open shame of them. And then write this verse in, Rebecca, if you would. Matthew chapter 28, Jesus said, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore. We are deputized under Jesus' power to get this done. Matthew chapter 28, verses 18 through 20. Jesus said, all power is given unto me. That means these guys right here, these guys have no power. Everybody think about it. If Jesus has all the power, what power is left? There is no power left. Say it with me. Jesus has all the power. All might, all dominion, all strength, all the honor, all the glory belongs to Jesus. He put all these things under his feet. Now, I got 5 minutes. I'm going to get this done in 5 minutes tonight. Acts chapter 3. No, I'm not going to get it done in 5 minutes because I'm going to read the story. It's the whole chapter, Rebecca. It's Acts chapter 3, verses 1 through 26. But I'm going to read the whole story here. Acts chapter 3. I'm just going to go ahead and read this story because Brother Dan's here. Dan, I don't see the comments over there, so if somebody needs prayer, make sure you let me know. We'll pray for them. Thank you, brother. Acts chapter 3. And we're going to start with verse number 1. And we're going to go down through 16. Grab this little device, scooch it right over. Go over here, click OK. Come back over here, click in this little device. I love how fast this works. And I really like being able to just add it. The day will come here when somebody will be in the back room and be able to make all this happen for us. But until that day happens, here we are. And I say, day come now. I speak for an employee every time we come, every single day. We ask God for employees that he will bless us with that so that we have the ability to become so much more effective in what we're doing. Here we go. Acts chapter 3, verse 1. Read it with me. Now Peter and John went up together to the temple at the hour of prayer, the ninth hour. And a certain man, lame from his mother's womb, lay daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms from those who entered the temple, who seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, ask for alms, and fixing his eyes on him with John, Peter said, look at us. So he looked at him and gave him his attention, expecting to receive something from them. Then Peter said, silver, he was not saying I'm broke. Peter's saying, I'm not going to give you silver and gold today, but what I do have, I'm going to give you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. Keep it in the context of what's going on. It's about this man not getting another day's beggings, jingling his cup, alms for the poor, alms for the poor. They'd give him a tin cup, and then they would sit on the side of the temple and rattle it till somebody stopped and gave him some money. Peter said, I'm not going to give you silver and gold today. But what I have, I give to you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up. Look at this verse. And immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. When? Immediately. Verse 8. So he, the lame man, leaping up, stood and walked and entered the temple with them, walking, leaping, and praising God. And all the people saw him walking and praising God. Now, I want you to remember something, that in the temple, in that day, this right here, walking and leaping and praising God, that wasn't accepted in the temple. The temple was just about being holy and quiet and solemn. And yet, this man had been lame from his birth. Watch. Verse 10. Then they knew it was him who sat begging at the beautiful gate of the temple, and they were filled with wonder and amazement at what had happened to him. Verse 11. As the lame man who was healed held on to Peter and John, and all the people ran together to them in the porch, which is called Solomon's Porch, greatly amazed, when Peter saw it, responded to the people. Now watch this statement right here. Men of Israel, why do you marvel at this? Why do you look so intently at us as though by our own power or godliness we made this man walk? The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of our fathers, glorified his servant Jesus, whom you delivered up and denied in the presence of Pilate when he was determined to let him go. But you denied the Holy One and the Just One and asked for a murderer to be granted to you. And you killed the Prince of Life, whom God raised from the dead, of which we are witnesses. Verse 16. And his name. Get verse 16. Write it down. Put it on your refrigerator. Put it on your bathroom mirror. Put it on the door so you can read it when you go in and out. His name. Through faith in his name has made this man strong, whom you see and whom you know. Yes, the faith which comes through him, Jesus, has given him this perfect soundness in the presence of us all. I want you to get this statement right here. And his name and faith in his name has made this man strong. When you think everything that's going on is Jesus' name that any of us will ever use, it's his name. Remember what it said? He was given the name above all names. This week we've been dealing specifically with autism. Jesus' name makes that name bow its knee. At the name of Jesus, every knee will bow and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. At the name of Jesus, every knee will bow. Not maybe, not might be. Somebody shout it with me. Every knee will bow. And here's the revelation you and I've got to get. That is simply this. It doesn't matter what situation you're in. You take the word of God. You speak it out loud boldly. And you keep speaking it until that name, the name of Jesus, causes every demonic power there is to submit to that name that's inside of you. You have access to it. Now, we got to grab one more verse, John chapter 14. Because I showed you in 2 Corinthians chapter 3 that you're able ministers of the gospel. And I've been on this now for quite a while, that the same spirit that raised in, that lives inside of you, has raised Jesus from the dead. So life-giving spirit of God lives in you. John chapter 14, verses 11 and 12, 11 through 14. It's actually 10 through 14, Rebecca. That's all right. Do you believe that I am in the Father and the Father in me? Yes. Everybody say, yes, I believe. Don't you like that song we're singing? The words that I speak to you, I do not speak on my own authority. But the Father who dwells in me does those works. Facebook, you guys just keep right on putting messages in. I can't read them. I'm going to go back and read them all later on. I haven't seen a one of them since Brother Dan signed in and Francetta signed in. Keep right on going. Or else, verse 11, believe me that I am in the Father and the Father in me, or believe me for the sake of the works themselves. You guys can see the ministry of an apostle, the ministry of a pastor. You can see the ministry of the local church. The apostle and the pastor are the ones sent to bring it all together. Now that we all said, wait a minute, God's doing something. Now we're all together. And the force of God that's in you and me is absolutely amazing. All right. We'll pray for Ben. Thank you. Let's read this verse 12. Most assuredly, I say to you, he who believes in me, the works that I do, he will do. And greater works than these, he will do. Because I go to my Father. Whatever you ask in my name, whatever you ask in Jesus' name, which is the name above every name, whatever you ask in his name, he's going to do it. That the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask anything in my name, I will do it. Now, Jesus, the Holy Spirit, by the leadership of the Father, called this a healing room. Let's pray right now for Ben. Father, in the mighty name, pray for Ben. Just like we did and have been doing for many months now. Thank you for every miracle that has manifested in Ben's life. Every one of them. Every miracle. I thank you, Father, that you are doing a mighty work in Ben's life. I declare right now in the name of Jesus, physical effects of COVID that have tried to stop our brother and any lasting effect from any trauma in his life, that in the name of Jesus, which is the name above every name, our faith is in what you did, Jesus, and the fact that you taught us and are teaching us how to get the Father to flow through us every single day. And your name and our faith and our hope and our trust in your name is making this man, Ben Jackson, strong in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. I be connected. Everybody say it with me. I be connected in the mighty name of Jesus. That's how you say it. That's how we say it. You don't have to say, oh, Jesus, will you please connect the eye? No, you say, these things that I've done, you'll do. And Jesus just look at him and say, blind man, see. Well, now check it out. All of a sudden, here comes all of the comments. Isn't it something? Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Well, yeah, she's not here. She's driving Dash tonight. That's where Leanne is. She's okay. She's fine. She's flourishing. She's wonderful. Matter of fact, she made barley tuna casserole for tonight. And we got a big salad all made tonight, made it this afternoon. And We went walking 5 miles yesterday together. Yeah, we're kicking it in Jesus' name. Now, Father, we speak right now against over Ben again. I say this again. Wow, it's just not going away. I thought maybe I was done praying there. In the mighty name of Jesus, not only health in his body, but understanding inside of his heart. Understanding, not of the church, Jesus. You may never figure out the church, especially in the day we live. But may the eyes of his understanding come to the revelation that it's not a church or a denomination that he receives. But when he's born again, he is reconciled to a relationship with the Father. Thank you, Father, that you have a plan for Ben's life that blesses him and strengthens him and helps him in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. And we declare lungs perfect and pink. No matter what all the specialists are saying, your name, Jesus, and our faith in your name is making our brother strong. We speak it done right now. There's the anointing of God. We speak it done right now. The eyes of his understanding would be flooded with enlightenment. Not that the community of faith is the answer, although we have the answer, but that he would be reconciled to you, Jesus. That he would be reconciled to you, and that he would know you. Come to the revelation of who you are in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen and amen. Well, I don't know about amen, I'm all done, but amen and so be it. Because you know how it is here. I don't know that we ever finish praying. It would probably be more appropriate that we would say, well, until next time. We pray our prayer and then say, Jesus, until a few minutes from now when we come back to you again. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. And amen. Matter of fact, everybody just lift your hands to the Lord right now and pray this prayer. Say, Jesus, I want all my family.
I want all my family.
To know and understand you.
Understand you.
Just like Pastor prayed for Ben. In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty name.
I want my children to have that same revelation. I want everybody that meets us to have that same revelation. Because too many people have been handed a denomination or a building, and they still don't know who God is. And the greatest thing that happens to when you're born again is you are now have been reconciled to a relationship of oneness with the Father. You don't have to run that through no human. God gives us the fivefold ministry to lead us, to organize us, to empower us, and then to build the strength and the solidity through seasoning of men that's been around the kingdom many years. But you don't have to ask their permission to know who God is or to study your Bible or to pray. And you don't have to confess your sins to any man. You confess them to God. He's your Father. And he's filled with love for you in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. Let's close our prayer time. Father, or our study time. Father, that we would come to the understanding that you have placed everything under Jesus' feet. And you gave him authority, all power, all might, all dominion, all strength, all authority. You did it. And we thank you for it. Help us now. Help us right now that we not only hear this word, but that we go and do it. And in every area of our life, we stand on these verses of scripture. That it's your name, Jesus. And it's faith in that name, that it truly is the greatest name on earth that will make anyone whole. Help us that we build a relationship with you every day so that you will trust us with your name. And when we speak it, it'll work because we've given our lives to you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father, that you're teaching us how to walk with you every day of our life. Help us, every one of us, help us settle down and just be at peace and walk with you every day in the paths of righteousness, which you give to us freely. We give you glory, and we give you the honor, and we give you the praise. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. My goodness, isn't this a big hallelujah night?
No, it's a glory, glory, hallelujah.
Glory, 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 hallelujah. We've already got one question for the question and answer session tomorrow night, but we welcome any of them that you may have or any that someone else may have that you know. Tell them to bring their questions. It doesn't matter how many times we go over it. It's not too elementary that every one of us can't learn from it. Let's say it differently. Because every one of us will learn from it. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. All right, let's receive communion. Let me just grab some elements here just real quick. Thank God for Sister Leanne, because all that's usually taken care of. Here we go. Thank you, Jesus, for your blood. And thank you for your body that's broken for us. Those of you that are at home, you might say, I've never received communion online. That's okay. You can receive communion anywhere. I've received communion on the beach, in a parking lot, in a building, in a church, in the most beautiful Catholic churches you've ever seen. I've taken it. We've received communion here on this program every night since March the 22nd of 2020. I've taken it with bikers and preachers and believers. I've taken it with farmers. The problem is we try to limit it because we got some religious indoctrination. Think about receiving communion all over the world. How they do it in Moscow will not be how they do it in the Sahara in Africa. How they receive it in Australia is probably not how they're going to receive it in Poland or Saudi Arabia. But it doesn't matter, because what matters is the blood of Jesus and his broken body, and that we use the word, and that's our answer. Here we go. So if you're a born-again believer, it is very, very much available for you to be a part of the communion elements. There's no verse in the Bible anywhere. I encourage you to try to find it that tells you it has to be administered by the Pope or an apostle or a bishop. It's not there. These are the words of Jesus, and I'm getting ready to read them to you. So read them with us. Thank you, Rebecca, for putting the verses in. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 23 through 28. And verse 31, for I receive from the Lord that which I also deliver to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took the bread, and when he had given thanks, he blessed it, and he broke it, and he said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. As often as you do this, do it in remembrance of me." In the same manner, after supper, he also took the cup, saying, this cup, this is Jesus. These are red letters in Corinthians. "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. As often as you drink it in remembrance of me." Verse 26. "For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death, his redemptive work, until he comes." Verse 28. "Let a man examine himself." That's what we've been doing all night. "Let a man examine himself, and then let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup." Verse 31. "Because if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged." 1 John chapter 4, verse 17 and 18. "Love, God's love, has been perfected amongst us in this, that we might have boldness in the day of judgment." Why? "Because as he is, so are we in this world." In Jesus' mighty name, perfect love cast out fear, and any torment, trauma, or lasting effect in your life, and sets you free. Because there is no fear in love, and there is no fear in the communion elements. Now, you might be with us and say, "Pastor, I've been scared to death. They told me that if I ever sin, don't ever get near the church on the day of communion." That's the doctrine that the church taught. Many people in the church, not everybody, but many taught. And it's just an errant doctrine, because nobody ever looked closely enough at the chapter to say, wait a minute, that's not what Paul's saying. That's not what the Holy Spirit is saying through Paul. The Holy Spirit is saying, examine yourself and see if you're in God. If you're not, get in God, which is just a prayer, and then you can receive it. Verse 27 says, if you receive these elements and you drink it in an unworthy manner, you'll receive damnation in your life. Well, if you're here seeking God, you're already worthy. Those who receive it in an unworthy manner are those who come to mock him, not come needing him. People have literally, I know, I can tell you the names of 10 people who will not go near a church building during whenever there's communion served. They will not go near it. Because they sinned during that week, they're afraid of God. If you sin, don't run from him, run to him. You can't get rid of sin in your own life, in your own strength. You got to have blood. Receive it with us tonight. Now, I have grape juice and bread. But once we get done praying this prayer of salvation, get you some bread and water, because Jesus turned the water into wine. Here we go. Pray this with me in Jesus' name. Father, in the name of Jesus, I know I need you in my life every day. And according to John 3:16, when I believe in you, you know what? All the Zoomers should be praying this with me. I love it when you guys pray with us. When I believe in you,
when I believe in you,
you give me everlasting life.
You give me everlasting life.
And I will not perish. Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God.
Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God.
I love it. And you rose again on the third day for me.
And you rose again on the third day for me.
Put your hands out and say, I receive you into my life, Jesus.
I receive you into my life.
All of your love.
All
of your mercy.
All
of your grace.
All of your grace.
All of your righteousness.
All of your righteousness.
Filling every part of my life.
Filling every part of my life.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
So I live in power.
So I live in power.
Understand the Word of God.
Pray
in my heavenly language.
And
live a successful life as a believer every day. I pray this in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen.
And amen. Thank you. Thank you, guys. Now, make sure you come and say the prayer with me as we pray over the elements, too. Now, what just happened, Pastor? You just invited Jesus to come in. By doing that, the light of the world, that's Jesus. He just came into you. The author and finisher of the faith, that's Jesus. He just came into you. The most perfect righteousness there is Jesus. He just came into you. And he brought all of that with him. And the inside of you transformed. You might say, yeah, but Pastor, you didn't even ask me to name my sins, repent of my sins, and get down and feel bad and be sad and sorry, because that's not who God is. Your sins really don't matter to him when you come and receive his righteousness, because they're obliterated that fast. Say this with me. I repent of my sins.
I repent of my sins.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Because see, here's the problem that the church wants you to focus on sin. Jesus wants you to focus on his righteousness. And that's what just happened. Right now, you just got adopted into the family of God. You are an heir of God and a joint heir with Jesus. And it happened in a 60-second prayer. Why? Because all you got to do, Jesus stands at the door and knocks. If any man will open the door a crack, Jesus will come in. And he said, and I will sup with you. And he's going to be filling every part of your life because you just simply ask him. He's more willing to give you everything of who he is than you even were to ask. And you just ask. And that's a pretty amazing situation in Jesus' mighty name. Now, you might say, Pastor, I just don't feel like I've done enough repenting to be forgiven. It's not your repenting that gets you forgiven. It's you accepting his righteousness. It's you accepting his love and his mercy and his grace. It's you accepting who he is and what he's done that gets you the deliverance from all that other stuff. Why? Your righteousness and mine, Paul said, are just filthy rags of no value because we don't have righteousness. Righteousness comes from Jesus, who got it from the righteous Father. Jesus received it from Father, gave it to us. We receive it from Jesus and share it with everybody. Welcome to the kingdom of God. They're going to put my email address and website in there so that you have the ability to contact us. Say, hey, Pastor, help me walk with God. We will. We got men here that can help you walk with God. We got women here that can help you walk with God. Sister Leanne and I will help you walk with God. That's our place on this earth. That's who we are. That's what God called us to do. That's our design. We're designed to help you walk with God. We got hundreds of videos on Facebook and YouTube that can be a blessing to you and we want to be a blessing in any way that we can. Now, when you wake up, to just say, Lord, help me walk with you today. And he will. He created this whole universe. He can definitely help you walk with him every day. Come back and be with us. We're here every night about this, you know, about 7 o'clock Central, 8 o'clock Eastern. We're here every night. On tomorrow night, we'll have a question and answer session. If you got a question about the Bible that you've never been able to understand, ask it. We may have already answered it, but guess what? We'll answer it again, and we'll give you great courage and confidence in your Christian life. Sister Kathy Angaroni brought one to us today. Is what happens if a person who's been born again turns their back on God? Are they still born again, and can they go to heaven if they die? And we're going to answer that question tomorrow night in tomorrow night's session right out of the Bible. Wait, listen, not out of my opinion. I'm going to give you a stack of verses on it. I got a stack of verses on that. And you'll be able to grab those verses and begin to build your own library of things that you believe and why you believe. You're going to see it. It's right from the Word of God, and it's very simple. There's no misunderstanding this doctrine if you believe what the Bible says. Now, if you believe what Dr. Reverend so-and-so says, then you might argue with me that my doctrine's not right. But I'm not going to go by a denominational book. I'm going to go by God's holy word on this subject, and tomorrow night you'll see it work. Now, geez, I got to preaching. It's time to receive communion. Grab your elements, and we'll receive them together. All my Zoomers back. I bless and sanctify these elements. For this time of communion with you, Lord. Jesus, you were wounded.
Jesus, you were wounded.
For my transgression.
My
you were bruised.
You were
for my iniquity.
My
the chastisement for my peace.
Is
upon you, Lord.
Is upon you, Lord.
And by your stripes.
I
am
healed.
In my spirit, in my soul, and in my body.
In my
mind, my will, and my emotion. Nothing missing, nothing broken. Every joint supplying. In my body. From your body, Jesus.
From your body, Jesus.
In the body of Christ in my community. And right here in this community of faith. I am made whole right now.
In
Jesus' mighty name. Let's receive
amen,
his bread
amen.
Together. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for what you've done. We receive it from you tonight in Jesus' mighty name. And now we lift up the cup of blessing. Pray this with me. By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
I have been redeemed.
I have been redeemed.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
I have reconciliation.
I have
with you, my Father,
with you, my Father,
by the blood of Jesus,
every sin
has been placed in remission
in my life.
I am a new creation. Old things have passed away. And all things have become new.
And
I thank you for it.
By
the blood of Jesus, I come boldly to the throne room of grace.
Come boldly to the throne room of grace.
Where I find grace, mercy, and help. For my assignment every day.
For my assignment every day.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
And the word of my testimony.
And the word of my testimony.
I overcome.
I overcome.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
Every plague has to pass over.
Every
and cannot be on me or my family.
Cannot be on me or my family.
My conscience is purged.
My
robes are made white.
My robes are made white.
And I will always be.
And I will always be
the glorious church.
The glorious church.
Without spot, wrinkle, or any other blemish.
Without
and you come for me.
When you come for me.
In Jesus'
in
mighty
Jesus,
name.
Mighty name.
Let's
Amen.
Receive his blood
Amen.
Together. Glory to the name
Glory.
Of Almighty God.
Hallelujah.
You ready? Let's Amen. Sing our song we've been singing. There is a name I love to hear. I love to sing its word. It sounds like music in my ear. Sweetest name on earth. Oh, how I love you, Jesus. Oh, how I love you, Jesus. Oh, how I love you, Jesus. Because you first love me. Now, Brother Roger just said this, made this statement here when he was at a Catholic funeral. Hold on just a second. The priest said, if you're not a Catholic, you can't receive the bread and the blood. Or if you haven't gone to confession, you just stay seated. Now, I understand why a priest would say that, because he doesn't want to get into all of the explanation of it while he's standing there in a funeral. However, it's just as easy for that priest to say, if any of you have sinned since the last time you received communion, just let's repent of our sin together and lead them in a sinner's prayer. You'd probably get half of the people in there saved, born again, just so they could receive communion. And you can literally lead them in the sinner's prayer. And it's just not right. If you are a member of the body of Christ, when the body of Christ is broken, you should be able to receive communion from it. And I've received it in Lutheran churches and Baptist churches and Catholic churches, Episcopal churches, non-denominational churches. And then, like I told you, in parking lots and bars and restaurants and barns, I've received communion in many different places. Because to Jesus, anytime somebody's wanting to receive his broken body and his shed blood, Jesus is all in. And the only thing that is a requirement is verse 28, which says, examine yourself. If you examine yourself and say, I've sinned, at least you know you've sinned, and say, please forgive me of my sin, and then receive the communion elements, and you are right with God. I like my cup. I'll explain it to you again. Though your sins were like scarlet, red, they will be as white as snow when you add the blood of Jesus. Woo! It's wonderful. Thanks for being with us tonight. If you've got a question you'd like to have asked tomorrow, answered tomorrow, please send it in. It helps if you send it in early, because then we can kind of weave it all into one teaching. And send it to my email or messenger, or, you know, if you're on my cell phone with me, send it through there. HG Preacher Man, my email address in there. I see it's not over here yet, but we'll get it in. Anytime any of you are on with us and you see nobody else has put the verse in, make sure you help us put the verse in, because that person who's coming, who's studying with us, that's brand new to us, that helps them be able to see what the verse is. And they might not have heard the reference, but when you and I type it in there, it makes it possible for everybody to receive it in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. Well, thanks for being here tonight, guys. Thanks for being an amazing body. Anybody got anything else they need to say?
Y'all come back now, here.
How about we all say this? We love you, Sister Phyllis.
We love you, Sister Phyllis.
And come back.
We love you,
soon.
Sister Phyllis. Thank you for everything that you do for community and faith.
Thank you, Phyllis. We love you. Get back here with us. Call me and tell me what you need on your phone. I'll help you. You're a valuable member here. Brother Julian and Bamala in Malaysia, God bless you. Brother Tanvir, you're out there. God bless you. All of our brothers in Pakistan and all across Asia, all around the world, 36 nations now. We bless you in Jesus' mighty name. Wherever you may be, share this with anybody. All of you on Blog Talk Radio, those of you that's with us on YouTube and Facebook, we love you. And we're glad to have you with us at wherever it is you're streaming from. And we would love to hear from you, because we'd all love to be able to see your pretty faces and shout glory be to God with you as we do every time. Remember, there will be no noon prayer tomorrow. So we'll see you back here again tomorrow night at 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern. And it's going to be a good time tomorrow night. Now, let's get our verses up here. Jude chapter 1, verse 24. Now unto him who is able from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to God our Savior, who alone is wise, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen and amen. Remember, you can always email me, message me, and ask me any question about what we got going on here. And we're glad to help you do it, because we want everybody moving right along the road with us. And honestly, you may not understand everything. You might say, Pastor, I don't get it at all. Why are you doing this? Say it with respect. And there's nothing you can ask that would ever be out of order, because we're going to help you walk with God. That's our place, in Jesus' mighty name. Till we see you again, this is what we say. Remember this. Want to say it with me?
We love you. God loves you.
We love you. God loves you.
We love you. God loves you.
And Jesus,
Jesus is Lord.
And Jesus is Lord.
Amen.
Amen. And amen.
Amen.
And amen.